A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. KSL News Time is now 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. Our top story this hour. Expect to hear a pep talk when President Biden delivers his State of the Union address tonight. White House Deputy Communications Director Kate Berner tells ABC News the administration is feeling very confident and the president will focus on his successes.
We're starting to see progress in implementing the president's plans to give families more breathing room, lower gas prices, lower prices for clean energy, and of course those lower prescription drug prices.
ABC News senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce continues our team coverage with more on what the president hopes to accomplish tonight.
This is a chance for him to really outline why he thinks his policies are having a positive impact on Americans, why they are improving Americans' lives, and why he deserves another shot to keep it going.
Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders will deliver the Republican response to the president's speech. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy offered his pre-buttal to the president's speech last night.
A responsible debt limit increase that begins to eliminate wasteful Washington spending and puts us on a path towards a balanced budget is not only the right place to start, it's the only place to start.
McCarthy slammed the White House for inflation, border security, and China's spy balloon. Among those attending, by the way, tonight, the State of the Union address will be Utah Governor Spencer Cox. Governor Cox invited by Utah Senator Mike Lee. Gas prices and inflation will be on the minds of many Utahns ahead of the president's speech tonight. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live and continues our team coverage this hour. Adam?
Tim, gas prices in the Beehive State are up 40 cents in the last month, 26 cents in just the last week. And local drivers tell KSL TV it's hurting a lot of people.
It affects people who are, crunched for money, living paycheck to paycheck.
In a statement, Governor Spencer Cox cited regional supply as a big reason why we've seen such a drastic price increase. He noted that a Utah refinery is closed for annual cleaning, and it's taking longer than expected, and a refinery in Colorado has been out of commission for the last 2 months. Utah right now sits 20 cents above the national average, according to AAA, but it's showing a national decrease over the last week or so hopefully we'll be getting some relief soon. Reporting live in Salt Lake City, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Snow, rain, and freezing conditions are hampering efforts in southeast Turkey and northern Syria to find survivors this morning of that massive 7.8 magnitude quake that has now killed officially over 5,000 people.
Hundreds have been rendered homeless in the dead of winter. So this is also becoming increasingly a huge humanitarian crisis. This NGO called the Red Crescent, it's kind of the equivalent of the Red Cross here, is asking for 10,000 units of blood donations.
ABC News correspondent Ibtissam Genfood joined us live from Turkey earlier this morning. Turning to other local news, a West Jordan woman is lucky to be alive after being hit by a snowmobile while tubing. KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson reports it's likely, however, to be a long road to recovery.
Samantha Bergman was out with her family snowboarding and tubing when she went downhill in a tube. The driver of the snowmobile drove into her path, stopped when he knew what he had done, but it was too late. The two collided. Her fiancé, Michael, tells KSL 5 she was hurt pretty bad.
She broke her back in three spots. Tore some ligaments in her neck, and then she's going to have reconstructive surgery on her cheekbone and, lost her teeth.
Samantha was flown to the University of Utah Hospital, where she's now in the ICU. Doctors aren't sure how long she will be there, but it will be a lengthy recovery. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
How about this story? An Apple Watch is being credited for leading to the rescue of a motorcyclist who fell off a cliff in southern Utah.
The incident occurred around 10 a.m. Saturday morning when a Washington County Sheriff's dispatcher received a crash trigger from an Apple Watch in the south area of Warner Valley near the Arizona border. Deputies verified the call. As they approached, a call came in from a witness who reported seeing a man on a motorcycle go off a cliff. Search and rescue was activated along with Hurricane Valley Fire Department, Life Flight, and a Division of Public Safety Star 9 helicopter, all responding to the scene in order to rescue the fallen male. Tom Haroldson, KSL News Radio.
First look traffic again. We go back over to Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, a lot of slowing. SR 201 driving into the sun. You've got backups between Magna and West Valley. I-15's got some delays in Midvale. South 15 was really backed up in Layton for a bit, but now that's sort of thinning out to and moving a little bit more consistently. The freeway in Utah County still delay free. Tim?
Utah's Morning News has inside sources.
We're getting ready to hear from President Biden tonight during the State of the Union address. And joining me live in studio, the host of Inside Sources, Boyd Matheson, who knows a thing or two about writing political speeches. What do you expect to hear tonight?
Well, it'll be interesting to see where the president goes. My guess is that he will probably continue on a path that really started to unravel with President Clinton, and that is to make the State of the Union just a grab bag, catch all, jamba juice of everybody's wishes, which I think really undermines what it's all about. So if we go back to the founders, we should always go back to the Constitution when we can. Article 2, Section 3, Clause 1, it says the president shall from time to time give the Congress information of the State of the Union and recommend to their consideration such measures as he shall deem necessary and expedient. That's not what we've been getting out of our State of the Unions for quite some time. And as you know, Tim, I've been writing my own version of the State of the Union every single year for over 20 years now.
Yeah.
And I've done it again. and I will share that at 2:50 today.
Oh, good.
I will deliver the Boyd Matheson version. Not what President Biden should say or could say or would say. It's just my version. And trying to get back to this original thing of what is expedient and necessary for the American people. And I wish that's what we would get back to in this. This will be a little bit of a preview of his reelection campaign. He's going to test out some themes there. He will give a long laundry list. He'll try to go to some of the accomplishments of the administration, which I think will be the hardest thing for him, because he wants to tout some things that are big and positive that he sees as wins and the base of the Democratic Party see as win. But he's got to balance that with what the American people are experiencing around the kitchen table. So he has a pretty tough challenge in this State of the Union, but that's going to play out tonight.
All right. And we'll look forward to your version of it coming up this afternoon, just before 3, 2:50 this afternoon. Boyd's here, of course, with Inside Sources, 1 to 3 o'clock each weekday on KSL News Radio. We'll check your traffic and weather next.
Breaking news is just one ask away.
Playing KSL News Radio.
Federal officials are investigating
200,000 cars worth of pollution
in your home. Tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio, then listen in your car at 102.7 FM.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
I'm here with Jay Broadbent from Alpine Home Medical. Jay, tell us about your CPAP supply replacement.
At Alpine Home Medical, we can do CPAP replacement automatically. We've noticed that most people hang on to their equipment way too long, when in reality, it's meant to be replaced every few months.
So how do you know when you're eligible through your insurance for new equipment?
We'll do all the insurance work for you. We'll set you up and ship new supplies straight to your door. That way, your equipment never gets old and nasty.
So the insurance work is done for us, and you ship it right to the door, and your CPAP supplies are new and clean. Jay, what's the process?
It's simple. Just visit us online at alpinehomemedical.com. You can chat with us online or call in to set up your CPAP shipments. Again, visit us online today at alpinehomemedical.com.
Alpine Home Medical, we bring wellness home.
Shedyun Performing Arts will take you on an extraordinary journey. Coming to George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Theater, February 21st to the 25th. Shedyun.com.
Date night has never been easier, thanks to the Utah Symphony. Experience the passion and artistry of our world-class musicians when you bring your special someone to the symphony. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org. Shall we dance? Your ticket to this must-see performance includes the thrills and delights of the City of Light, Gershwin's timeless melodies, and Oscar-winning performances as the Utah Symphony performs the full score to the film American in Paris live while the entire movie plays on the big screen. Follow struggling painter Jerry Mulligan, played by Gene Kelly, in a delightful story of love, friendship, and, of course, Paris.
Paris is like, it's like love. Or art or faith.
Who could ask for anything more? February 24th and 25th at Marisa Brovnell Hall. Tickets are on sale now at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org. KSL News Time 8:09. Traffic and weather together is again brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy Farnsworth back in the traffic center.
Well, I-15 still a little bit struggling between 7200 South and the 215 interchange. Heavy traffic you'll deal with again right around the 3300 South exit. Bangor's improved, at least in the Taylorsville portion, but West Valley, you're still going to see wait lines at Bangor and 35th South in particular. Mountain View at 35th South. And then on SR 201 from Mountain View over to 3200 West is going to be the slowest portion at this time. Tooele County, it looks like our slowing on SR 36 in Stansbury Park is gone, but it's still a bit slow in Lake Point right before I-80. Heather?
Our worst traffic for Weber and Davis County drivers is southbound I-15. It's pretty slow still from Hillfield Road all the way past the Kaysville Ponds. And there's a slight gap between Layton Parkway and 200 North in Kaysville. We may have a crash in that area. We'll have to take a look. But it doesn't seem to be excessive at this point. You also have some delays still on city streets, especially 5600 South and Roy. That's all heading eastbound toward I-15. And also Harrison Boulevard in Ogden, both directions between the high school and Weber State University. Eric.
In Utah County, the freeway is clear from any kind of delays. You're looking good from Santa Clemente Payson all the way up to Thanksgiving Point. Starting to get a little bit busier in Provo on 300 South between Center Street and 500 West. And your usual delays for eastbounders on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North getting over to the freeway. Don't let tax problems ruin your life. Let Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox handle the IRS so you don't have to. Visit TaxHelpUT.com. That's TaxHelpUT.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Hey, not a bad Tuesday shaping up. More sunshine today with a high of 38 degrees. Overnight lows, mid-20s. Mostly clear to partly cloudy skies. We'll go partly cloudy tomorrow, high of 37, with a chance for snow showers at the higher elevations. Dry air with some haze building back Thursday through Saturday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Here's that sunshine downtown, making it a little difficult to see the computer screens in here this morning. It is 26 degrees. What a pretty morning. Hey, when you go to the movie theaters, where's your favorite seat? Are you one of these people that sort of targets the center of the theater halfway up like I used to? Now you reserve seats in these theaters with the recliners, but soon you're going to be paying a little bit more for those premium seats, at least with the AMC theater chain. We'll go in depth and tell you more about that coming up in just a minute at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for riding along this morning. Tim Hughes here, Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. Hopefully she's back with us tomorrow on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news. Have you tried weight loss programs in the past and just not had success with it? And so you sort of said, I'm not going to put that on my list of resolutions for 2023. Maybe we can change your mind. Amanda and I talk, and you've heard Boyd Matheson also talk about his success with the Soda weight loss program. My daughter lost 42 pounds and is now in the maintenance phase. But I was just looking at some of the other reviews on Google Business Reviews for Soda, spelled S-O-T-A. They have over 6,000 of them with 850 client before and after photos that you want to take a look at. But what a program that changes the way you think about food, and therefore you're not as likely to gain that weight back. And with that personal nutritionist that is right there every step of the way with you from the beginning, that knows where you have your pitfalls, where you may struggle a little bit, and then when you do gain a couple of pounds back, they help you get right back on. You can create good habits with a personalized eating plan, with accountability, so you never feel like you're alone. Soda weight loss can do all of those things for you, with the average male losing 3 to 5 pounds a week, the average female 2 to 3 pounds. Go to SodaWeightLoss.com. It is spelled S-O-T-A. Just think Tim and Amanda. Soda weight loss is state of the art.
Hi, this is Doug Redd, and we all love computers, but there's one place a computer simply doesn't belong, and it's near salt and water. Why? So many water softeners put a computerized control right on top of the tank with salt water running through it is beyond me. It's often the first thing to go, and it's super expensive to fix. Kinetico has revolutionized the water softener industry by inventing a system with no electronic parts whatsoever. Everything in a Kinetico water softener is mechanical, virtually invulnerable to water. water and salt. It softens around the clock, keeps on working right on schedule even if the power goes out. I can tell you that Kinetico beats the others hands down. And wait until you see their no-nonsense, no-loopholes 10-year warranty. You'll feel like you're in soft water heaven. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah now at 801-576-8600, 576-8600, or log on to softwaterutah.com. That's softwaterutah.com. Kinetico.
KSL News Time, 8:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
inflation and gas prices are on the minds of many Utahns ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address tonight. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, a shortage of ADHD medications impacting Utahns and people all over the country after a spike for the drugs during the pandemic. Third, keeping an eye on that drive this morning.
Tim, no new crashes, but I-15's got some slowdown scattered between Midvale and Murray. Davis County improving, but the stretch between Layton and Kaysville is where you're most likely to have to hit the brakes at this time. Both canyons are open, big and little, but we're starting to see some southbound delay between big and little Cottonwood Canyon. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A little brush by system tomorrow, bringing some mountain snow showers, then dry. I'm Matt Johnson.
And right now in Salt Lake City, sunny skies and back to 27 degrees with our top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden to deliver his State of the Union address this evening. The White House says he will focus on bright spots in the U.S. economy, including the better-than-expected recent jobs report and indications that wages are going up. However, says ABC's Mary Alice Parks,
the reality is right now so many Americans say they're just not feeling that. Our latest poll showed that 4 out of 10 Americans say that they feel financially worse off than 2 years ago when the president first took office. And 68% say that they don't trust the president. They don't have confidence in the president to make the right decisions going forward. Now, on that question, the numbers are just as bad for Republicans. But the reality is the president has to try to turn some of that around.
Democrats also looking for signs President Biden might signal a re-election run in 2024. A group of New York voters boarded buses today. They are constituents of newly elected Congressman George Santos. They say they'll protest his election over the lies he's told about his past.
We're going down there to demand that he be removed, that he be expelled from Congress, so that we can have a special election and have a voice in Congress again that's chosen by the people.
Turkish President Erdogan declaring a state of emergency for 10 cities in his country as the search for survivors following the powerful earthquake goes on. Here's ABC's Marcus Moore.
Right now, rescuers are at the site of an 8-story apartment building that collapsed during the quake. They have pushed us back as searchers sift through the debris, some of them with their bare hands in a bucket, moving bricks and concrete, searching for any signs of life. And right now, they are in the most critical hours as they search for survivors.
The death toll, more than 5,000. China says it will resolutely safeguard its legitimate rights and interests over the shooting down of that suspected spy balloon by the United States. China continues to claim it was a civilian balloon used for weather research. The Dow is down 115 points. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here on your movie-going experience. The AMC theater chain is changing the price people pay for movie tickets, and the prices will be based off where someone sits. Here's ABC's Will Reeve.
AMC announcing they'll start selling tickets at different prices based on where you sit in the theater. The plan is to offer 3 tiers of seating. Preferred tier seats in the middle of the theater will be the most expensive, followed by standard, the most common choice, which the company says will remain the price of a traditional ticket. If you're in the mood for a bargain and don't mind a slight neck cramp, try value, located in the front rows. Those will be the cheapest. AMC has yet to disclose how much the tiers will cost. While box office receipts have rebounded since the pandemic, grossing $7.4 billion last year, the numbers are still down 34% compared to 2019, leaving theater companies searching for ways to lure customers from the couch to the cinema.
No specifics yet on how AMC plans to enforce this new policy. The average movie ticket price is about $9.17. An adult ticket at AMC theaters, they cost at least $5 more than that on average right now. Depending on where you sit, you may have to pay even more.
While they're looking for answers on how to get people back to theaters, James Cameron has said you just need to put out good movies. I mean, if you look at the latest Avatar, it's made $2 billion plus, something like that, around the world. Anyway, I can't imagine trying to watch a 3D movie with glasses on from the front row. However, that would be sort of a pain in the neck, literally. That's the in-depth at 15 and 45. It's 8:19. Time for that look at traffic and weather together. It's brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Can you watch a 3D movie from the front row, Andy? Does it work?
Not well.
No.
You can do. I mean, if you've ever been to the big IMAX at Jordan Commons, they've got a front row. But
it's back a little ways from the screen, right?
Yeah, but even then, it's such a huge screen. So it depends. Front row at sporting events, great. Front row at movies,
yeah,
not so great.
Not so good.
I-15's got some slowdowns right now as you go between 215 and 53rd South. You still got some slowing SR-201 as you head from 56 West over to Bangor Highway. And then there's no delays in the canyons. Big and Little are both open without restrictions. But there is a backup right now on southbound Wasatch Boulevard for about a mile just before the split where you'd either go into Cottonwood Canyon or stay on Wasatch. Heather?
Speeds are improving southbound I-15 in Davis County, but you're still under the speed limit between Layton Parkway and the Kaysville Ponds. We're also now picking up some brake lights as you continue south toward downtown Salt Lake, right around the 600 North exit ramp. Things look pretty good if you need to use Legacy Parkway in the West Side Belt getting to the airport, but we're still a bit congested on many of the city streets in both Weber and Davis counties, including Harrison Boulevard, 5600 South and Roy, and Main Street in Clearfield. Eric?
Got some usual spots of slowdowns around this morning. For instance, in the Wasatch back for U.S. For 248 drivers, that's Kearns Boulevard heading west from U.S. 40 over into Park City. Northbound on Foothill Drive, a little bit of slowdowns at 1700 South. And down Utah County, eastbound on Pioneer Crossing at 2100 North, trying to get over to the freeway. I'm Eric Butler and the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast. It's dry today, high at 38. Partly cloudy, but mainly sun. 37 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies with a little brush by system bringing snow showers back to the mountains. Mostly sunny Thursday, 35. Looks like we'll see that haze come back for your Friday, 39. Sunny. And pollutants still in the valley floor for your Saturday, mostly cloudy. Going dry next Sunday and Monday with highs in the 30s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Sunny downtown this hour, 27 degrees. All right, I was off by about $1 billion in the earnings for Avatar Way of Water. Rather than $2 billion, it's closing in on $3 billion, $2.9-some billion. And just within the last day or so has passed Titanic overseas, becoming number three biggest international release in history. Wow. The 7-day forecast is brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. A reminder that we're going to be on the road 5 to 9 o'clock, actually 5 to noon on Thursday, as KSL in the community heads this time to broadcast live from Granite High School in West Valley City. We'll be there from 5 to 9, and Dave and Debbie follow 9 to noon. Look forward to the coverage. Excuse me, Granger. Yeah, Granger High School. What did I say? Oh, Granger High School. So look forward to that coming up on Thursday here on KSL, where the news time is 8:23.
The story of the nurse and the foot pain that nearly brought him down.
I feel like I'm giving people their lives back.
Robert lived to take care of his patients, but he couldn't do it unless he took care of his foot pain.
I have plantar fasciitis. It'll almost put you on your knees. That's how much it hurts.
His own recovery started when he got fitted for arch supports at the Goodfeet store.
Now that I'm pain-free, I can make these people feel better.
Can't beat that. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com. A story of first downs and second chances. Meet former pro football player Michael Robinson.
I wanted to keep playing, but my feet hurt.
And all those big league experts couldn't help?
You have access to anything, but none of it worked.
Finally, he got fitted with Goodfeet arch supports.
Let me tell you something. They work.
Now, he recommends Goodfeet to
anybody. If you move, go to the Goodfeet store.
Sign up for your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
Schedule your three-room cleaning today. Mention KSL and you'll get the fourth room cleaned free. Schedule online at ZeroResSaltLake.com.
This is Mike Hedrick from KSL. Utah's winter weather changes quickly.
Some blowing snow on some very slick roads.
That's why the KSL news, weather, and traffic specialists work around the clock.
The roads are just going to probably get progressively worse through the day.
To keep you informed.
105 inches at Farmington Canyon when we typically only see half of that.
And keep you safe.
Slow down. Give yourself space.
Join the KSL News and Weather Team tonight at 10 on air, online, and on the app so you can know before you go.
Watching Utah's Money this morning is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. Bed Bath & Beyond's been making headlines most of the morning. They just got investor backing For a more than $1 billion capital raise. It's an effort to stave off bankruptcy and try to turn around its flagging business. Didn't help the stock this morning. It started off down 27%. The company's been on the brink of bankruptcy now for weeks. CVS Health is close to an agreement to acquire Oak Street Health for a tiny sum of $10 billion. Experts say the deal could rapidly expand the healthcare company's footprint of private care doctors. Or primary care doctors, rather, a deal could be announced as soon as this week. And Provo residents will soon have another retail therapy resource at their disposal. These are Kate's words. Looking for a little retail therapy out there. A brand new Target store is coming to town. It'll take the place of the former Dillard's building at Provo Town Center. The new location will be the larger size Target at 135,000 square feet. That's a lot of therapy. The markets have been struggling all morning. We started mixed, but it was narrow trading. The Dow is still down about 0.4. That's off 132 this hour. The S&P is down 10. That's a quarter of a percent. The NASDAQ is just moving fractionally. It's now down just a little under 5 points, or less than 0.5 of a percent. And oil is in the green this morning, the one we don't want to see. It's up $1.24 a barrel right now. Coming up in just a minute, we'll get the latest on your drive. Things do look like they're starting to clear out a bit. We've had a good go of it here for a Tuesday morning. We'll check with Andy and the team next.
As you near retirement, there's a lot you need to know about how your money will be taxed. How will it be taxed today? How might it be taxed when you're retired? Utah's retirement specialists, Capital Wealth Advisors, have a complimentary report called Tax Strategies for Retirement. See the updated tax brackets and current itemized deductions, as well as strategies to potentially lower your tax bill in the future, and much more. Call 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com to receive this complimentary report. That's 801-210-5500 or go to retireutah.com. Take charge of your taxes today to help you keep more of the money you've earned. Get tax strategies for retirement from Capital Wealth Advisors by calling 801-210-5500 or visiting retireutah.com. Firm offers insurance services but may not give tax advice. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a State of Utah registered investment advisor.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. We have a new season out now on Amazon Music. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left her job in Salt Lake City
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home.
Her car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no one has ever faced arrest or charges for her presumed murder.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make connections in the case, and examine why Cherie's case remains unsolved after nearly 40 years. That's Cold, Season 3, The Search for Cherie, available exclusively on Amazon Music.
KSL is on the road to hear your stories.
So excited to take our shows on the road.
Great to be out again.
Thursday, KSL is live all morning at Granger High School. Get special reports on West Valley City, the Granite School District, and what makes the community unique. KSL in your community. Thursday, 5 to noon on KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 8:29, traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Does look like it's still slow mid-valley, though, Andy, on I-15.
Yeah, it's still a little bit busy middle of the valley between about 7200 and 3300 south. That's a heavy stretch where traffic might hit the brakes. You might be able to keep the speed limit. It's not like there's a crash or anything. There is some stop and go, though, on Bangor, on SR-201 at Bangor going over towards I-215. Still have a lot of slowing on Mountain View at both the 6200 South and 3500 South intersections. And if you're in Tooele County, SR-36 delays have cleared out completely for now. Heather?
We still have quite a few brake lights southbound I-15 from Layton Parkway past the Kaysville Ponds, but speeds are much better than they were about 30 minutes ago, so it's only adding a few extra minutes to your commute. You also have some slowdowns as you continue southbound between Warm Springs Road and downtown Salt Lake City. The rest of the major freeways through Weber and Davis County are at speed right now in all directions. City Street's still a bit congested on Harrison Boulevard and Main Street in Clearfield. Eric?
Well, we're still seeing a lot of slowing on Pioneer Crossing from Saratoga Springs over to 500 West if you're eastbound towards the freeway. Well, it's 2100 North, same kind of thing there from Redwood over to 2300 West. I-15, fortunately, once you get there in Utah County, not seeing any problems northbound from Spanish Fork all the way up to Point of the Mountain. Two Brothers Mattress, your locally owned Serta mattress dealer. Visit any Two Brothers Mattress location from Salt Lake to Orem. Find sale prices now at twobrothersmattress.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We're going to shoot for a high with sunny skies today of 38 degrees. Just a slight chance of showers coming in tomorrow, but they're telling us, Matt, this morning, saying that that's likely to just bring a skiff to the mountains and nothing to the valleys. Right now, with all that sunshine, 27 degrees.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News time now is 8:30, and our top story this half hour is our top national story. It's heartbreaking as the search continues for earthquake survivors along the Turkey-Syria border. That massive 7.8 magnitude quake has killed over now 5,000 people.
Some of them clearing the debris just with their simple hands, all in an effort to find survivors who may be trapped underneath the rubble here. Just absolutely an upsetting scene. It really is horrific. And scenes like this are playing out across this region, not only here in Turkey, but in Syria as well.
ABC News correspondent Marcus Moore reporting there from Turkey. University of Utah seismologist Jamie Farrell has been monitoring the seismic activity from that quake and seeing how the activity impacts us here.
As the big seismic waves from the big event travel through Utah or through other places in the West, that has the potential to trigger small earthquakes here.
Farrell says the people along the fault line in Turkey still face risks for potential large aftershocks. Members of Utah's Task Force 1 have been monitoring what's happening in Turkey and Syria. The team is specially trained for rescue missions after disasters. They tell KSL News Radio they do not expect to be deployed, but they are watching the situation closely. Many Turkish Utahns, meantime, are waiting for any news about their loved ones.
The eyes of many Turkish Utahns are zeroed in at home, waiting by the phone for any news or updates. Members of the Utah Turkish American Association tell KSL TV some are waiting for news, knowing that their loved ones are actually under the rubble.
People hear their families' sound. They know they're under the rubble. They talk to them, but they can't lift it.
The association is asking people for their prayers and donations if possible, knowing this process is likely going to last weeks. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
The White House says President Biden will be making small changes to his State of the Union speech right up until he delivers that speech tonight.
The infrastructure bill he signed into law is just beginning to create jobs, but that'll be a tough sell for President Biden because our new ABC News Washington Post poll shows that most Americans do not actually approve of how he's handled the economy so far.
ABC's Faith Abube reporting from Capitol Hill. A recent ABC Washington Post poll found 4 in 10 Americans believe they're worse off than they were before Joe Biden became president. ABC senior White House correspondent Mary Bruce says the president has seen those polls and will try to work to change those numbers.
In the speech, he may also likely call for more police reforms, foreign policy, also likely to play a big role here. And of course, looming over all of this, the upcoming presidential race. This is likely the president's largest audience of the year. Tonight, a great opportunity for him to try and outline why he feels he deserves another 4 years.
Of course, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy will sit right behind President Biden during tonight's speech, and he remains at odds with the president over raising the debt ceiling. McCarthy gave a little pre-buttle to tonight's speech, demanding the president cut back on federal spending. The official Republican response, however, to the State of the Union will come from Arkansas Governor and former White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders. We will have coverage of the speech tonight starting at 7 o'clock. A former staffer who worked for Representative George Santos is sharing why he chose to leave. Santos, of course, the embattled New York congressman who has been accused of lying about his resume.
He was never like this. You know, he was always a very stoic guy.
That is former staffer Mario Nicoletto, who resigned as a Queens District staff member for Congressman Santos' office. Time again for First Look Traffic, the latest now from Andy Farnsworth.
Well, Tim, right now in the Salt Lake Valley, you got a couple of slow spots. It's the 201 freeway driving into the sun glare between Bangor and Redwood. And I-15's got some stop and go right over as you cross over 215 in Murray. Davis County much improved. Utah County freeway's good, but still pretty slow trying to get across Lehigh over towards I-15. Tim?
We'll check back with you in about 4 minutes, Andy. In the meantime, we have our eye on the Hill 2023. A bill before Utah lawmakers looks at whether or not certain medication should be regulated when it comes to using a gun.
One bill in particular wants to justify what substances can be in your system when using a firearm.
The current code that restricts carrying a firearm is overly broad. It treats all controlled substances the same.
Sponsored by Representative Jason Kyle, the bill focuses on prescribed medication.
There are a lot of anxiety medications. There's benign things, or like testosterone. I don't think it's a good idea for them to have to choose between their health and their Second Amendment right.
Hugo Ricard-Bell, KSL News Radio.
Utah also one step closer to passing a bill that says kids can wear religious clothing while they're playing sports. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ayers reports the bill is moving now to the full House.
Several teens wearing hijabs testified in a House committee yesterday of the times they've faced discrimination. Representative Candace Perucci's bill also allows clothing to be worn under a uniform for modesty. The Utah High School Athletics Association says there are still federal requirements that uniforms match, so that would have to match as closely as possible. And school districts will have to pick up the tab if they require religious headwear to match.
This bill did pass out of committee unanimously. And in sports, I love this story this morning. The mother of two sons playing against each other at the Super Bowl, one of the chances, brought her boys homemade cookies last night while they were being interviewed on the NFL Network. It was day one of Super Bowl week activities.
It's just amazing that they've been able to both get to this point in their careers and to both enjoy the Super Bowl together. It's just amazing.
I'll bet Mama has a new house and maybe new car. The least she could do is bring cookies to the boys. Donna Kelsey was clad in her signature split jersey, one side repping the Eagles for her son Jason. He's the center. The other repping the Chiefs for her son, Travis, who is a tight end. And she said they keep pushing her to, you know, answer the question who she's cheering for. And she simply says the offense, because they're both offensive players. So that's what she's going to be watching for on Sunday this week for Super Bowl. Coming up in just a minute, roads are in pretty good shape this morning, although we have some slowdowns. Call it the usual stuff north on I-15 around the South Interchange. We'll check with Andy and the team next.
Start your day with all news in the morning. Then hear David Dejanovic talk about the biggest stories from 9 to noon.
Logan, the worst air in the United States.
You can taste it. Breaking news, important talk, all morning on KSL News Radio.
If you're talking, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So don't they hear you? You can do it if you try.
I'm Andy Farnsworth from KSL News Radio.
And I'm Kellyanne Halverson.
And we're hosts of KSL's Fan Effect Podcast.
Welcome.
Yay!
Yay!
We're doing the flailing Muppet arms.
We're excited to share with you our knowledge
and arguments
on everything pop culture and fandom, featuring movie and television reviews, pop culture deep dives into video games, cosplay, fandom events, and more.
Okay, I'm going to get really deep on you here. Okay, ready?
This is why it's called a deep dive, so go ahead.
And because we're based in the nerdiest state of the union, FanFX celebrates Utah's unique fan culture with local guests and experts who join and share about their favorite fandoms.
It's not just Star Wars fans who create the things. I'm just saying they build up the world the way they want to see it, and they get mad when it doesn't go that way.
The Potterheads and the Star Wars fans are just the worst fans.
Listen regularly on your favorite podcast platform at KSLNewsRadio.com, KSLPodcasts.com, or on the KSL News Radio app.
And remember, that's Fan Effect with an E.
Don't forget, tonight, 7 o'clock, we will have the State of the Union address from President Biden. Little bits and pieces keep sneaking out. They float little test balloons sometimes from Washington on these things. And we understand, according to MarketWatch now, that the president will propose quadrupling the tax on corporate stock buybacks in his State of the Union. Full coverage on KSL News Radio tonight, starting again at 7 o'clock. Jeff Kaplan will walk you up to it. KSL News Time, 8:39. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. How are we doing, Andy?
Well, Tim, right now, if you're going to get through the Salt Lake Valley, you've got some stop-and-go to deal with, but only around the 7200 South Midvale area. The main flow looks good for the most part. If you're eligible for the HOV lane, you won't have to slow down at all into downtown Salt Lake City. As you cross to West Valley on SR-201, you've got some delay still between Bangor and 215, but the city street's looking a lot better with the exception of Bangor and or Mountain View and 6200 South. That intersection's backed up almost a mile for northbounders. Heather?
Got some unusual delays on 5600 South in Roy. It's all eastbound, but it's in between 3000 West and the railroad track. So I don't know if the arms are down and a long train is passing through, but normally we don't get the delays just in that stretch. If you hop on I-15, though, you'll still have a few brake lights between Kaysville and Farmington, and again from Warm Springs Road to downtown Salt Lake City. Eric?
Well, Utah County drivers have steered clear of accidents this morning, and that means a good trek northbound on I-15. For instance, from Payson to Point of the Mountain, a 28-minute drive getting over to the freeway is still kind of a chore if you're out in Eagle Mountain or Saratoga Springs, a Pioneer Crossing. 2100 north of both of those are bunched up. You can use Lehigh's Main Street. It's not as slow as far as delays, but it is a little slower in general and less lanes getting over to I-15. Poor Redwood Road drivers, no problems northbound out of the county up to Bluffdale and Riverton. The BYU School of Music presents Beethoven Symphony No. 9, featuring the BYU Philharmonic and choirs. Free admission, no tickets required, February 10th at 7:30 p.m. in the Salt Lake Tabernacle. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
We've got a dry Tuesday afternoon on tap for you, partly cloudy skies, highs in the upper 30s. 20s overnight, partly cloudy. We keep it partly cloudy skies for tomorrow, Wednesday afternoon, topping out at 37. Chance for snow showers at the higher elevations. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Look at that sunshine out there. Really is a beautiful morning. 27 degrees in Salt Lake City, Ogden 23, Provo 25. Even Park City has warmed up a notch. It's 19 degrees this hour. Earlier this morning, I spent a couple of minutes with BYU political science professor Kelly Patterson talking about what the expectations would be for State of the Union tonight. We'll share some of his thoughts with you in case you missed it. Coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up with us this morning with Utah's Morning News and Utah's All-Day Companion for news.
Pelvic congestion syndrome, or pelvic venous congestion, is an important but often overlooked cause of chronic pelvic pain. It's estimated that up to 30% of patients with chronic pelvic pain may actually suffer from a symptomatic pelvic venous disorder. IVC, the leading interventional vascular and vein center in Utah for over 15 years, is here to help. Typical symptoms of pelvic venous congestion include dull achiness and heaviness in the pelvis, often made worse by prolonged standing. Well, it can often be successfully treated with a minimally invasive procedure called embolization. Pelvic venous embolization requires little or no downtime and is performed in an outpatient setting. Nearly 85% of women treated experience significant relief of their symptoms. If you suffer from the symptoms of pelvic venous congestion, let the experts at IVC help. Visit iVein.com for more or call 801-379-6700 today. As IVC has been saying for years, life starts when the pain stops.
Okay, men, this is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. It's up to you. So what are you going to do? You're going to go grocery shopping, cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments. Don't you forget about the pharmacy. I know you won't, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Don't ever give up. This is your time. to show the world, your family, and yourself that you're tougher than tough. Now go out there and be the best caregiver this world has ever seen. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 844. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
with rescue crews still combing the rubble for survivors, many Turkish Utahns are anxiously waiting for news on whether their loved ones are okay. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, the bill before Utah lawmakers looks at whether or not certain medication should be regulated when it comes to using a gun. And third, we check your traffic and weather together.
Well, if you're on I-15, only a little bit of slowing remains in the Salt Lake Valley. It's starting to break up around the South Interchange, but we've got slowing on Mountain View over in West Valley at 6200 South. A lot of slowing on Wasatch Boulevard going from Big Cottonwood to Little Cottonwood Canyon. And city streets, still got other couple of busy spots in Utah County, but starting to improve. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Some cleaner air today, high of 38, partly cloudy. I'm Matt Johnson.
And we just jumped up another notch downtown with that sunshine. It's 28 degrees with KSL's top national stories.
Search teams and emergency aid from around the world pouring into Turkey and Syria following the earthquake that has leveled or damaged more than 9,000 buildings. The death toll has soared to above 5,000 and is expected to rise even further. President Biden preparing to deliver his second State of the Union address. ABC's Mary Alice Parks is in Washington, where Congress is divided and where a deal over the debt ceiling is still being ironed out.
This is kind of a primetime preview. You know, I think that we have to look really closely at the language he uses about Republicans. He has to make sure that he doesn't antagonize the Republicans too much there in the chamber. He needs to work with them in the next few months to get this deal done around the debt ceiling. But he also needs to set some sharp contrasts, especially if he's essentially going to be launching a campaign.
Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says it's unclear when people who have been evacuated because of that chemical burn in the town of East Palestine can return home. Sensors are being put in place to monitor the air and check the water to make sure it's safe. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
The State of the Union. Special coverage on Utah's Morning News.
As we've been telling you all morning, President Biden is getting ready for one of the biggest speeches of his presidency. The State of the Union address. BYU political science professor Kelly Patterson joined me earlier this morning and says the speech is an opportunity for the president to emphasize the good things that have happened under his administration.
State of the Union addresses have always been an opportunity for presidents to try out new themes and to talk about ways to cooperate and a vision for the future. And so in that sense, it's very, very helpful to a presidential administration that's considering a second term.
We've already been told today that the president plans on talking a lot about reaching across the aisle, and yet we hear this in a State of the Union address time and time again, and yet actions just don't seem to be following up with the words these days.
Yeah, that's because a State of the Union addresses have evolved over time. They're both a constitutional ritual and a political spectacle. And the political spectacle occurs when you pan the chamber and you see some people standing up and some people sitting down, some people applauding, some people not applauding. And then, of course, you have the response from the other party that always occurs afterwards. And this evening, it's not even another member of Congress. It's Sarah Sanders, who's the governor of Arkansas. So, it once again, State of the Union addresses have to cover a variety of different topics and hit a couple of very different sort of goals. And once again, constitutional ritual, but also political spectacle.
Traditionally, do these speeches tend to give a little bounce in poll numbers following?
Yes, a little bit of bounce. More than anything else, though, like what we were talking about earlier, it gives a chance for a president to try out themes and to recalibrate what they, as an administration, want to talk about. And my guess is, given the poll numbers that you've alluded to, he'll want to say that things are better than most people think they are.
One of the things we are hearing and is being reported on various networks this morning is that the president's going to be floating those test balloons we were talking about a minute ago when it comes to a reelection campaign for 2024. And if they get that bump in ratings or in polling numbers, it will bode well for the message being on course here for the administration. Still, yet to make an official announcement, but the expectation is that President Biden will, at some point in the near future, announce his candidacy for a second term. We'll follow it, of course, tonight with the president's comments, his speech coming your way at 7 o'clock, anchored coverage from ABC News right after Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news wraps up at 7 o'clock. KSL News Time, 8:49. If you're still on the road this morning, let's get another look at how that drive is looking with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Andy?
Tim, right now the drive on the valley has really thinned out. It looks a lot better. If you're driving between about 215 and 53rd South, you may still see some brake lights if you're not in the HOV lane. Same story around the 33rd South overpass, but looking much better through the Magna portion of SR-201. Some delays between Bangor and 215's west side belt, and then some brake lights just on a few intersections. It's finally looking better at 6200 South on Mountain View, but it's gotten busy again through the West Valley intersections of Mountain View. Heather?
Traffic is still a bit slow in the typical areas, southbound I-15 between Kaysville and Farmington, and again from Warm Springs Road toward downtown Salt Lake City. Haven't had any problems all morning long on Legacy Parkway or the West Side Belt. Most of the city streets have recovered around the school zones where we usually get really bad congestion between 7 and 8. But you still see a little bit of backup on 5600 South and Roy as you head eastbound from 3000 West toward the railroad tracks. Eric.
As always these days, keep an eye out for elk at the mouth of Parley's Canyon. If you're getting on Foothill Drive, expect slowdowns right away from Parley's Way all the way up to 1300 South. I-15, Utah County, northbound, southbound, looking good. The major feeders over to the freeway in the south part of the county looking good, but still slow on Pioneer Crossing and 2100 North for eastbounders from Redwood Road over to I-15. Start the new year with a Cypress Credit Union Visa Platinum Card, 0% APR for the first 6 months. To learn more, visit cypresscu.com. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL 7-day forecast, partly cloudy skies today, high at 38. We go to 37 tomorrow, a little bit of snow shower activity in the mountains, dry in the valleys, partly cloudy. 35, a little bit of haze building back for your Thursday, mostly sunny. Sunny skies for your Friday, 39, hazy. And yes, more haze for your Saturday, mostly cloudy, high of 40. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Matt Johnson.
Still below freezing, but it sure looks nice out there with the blue sky and sunshine, 28 degrees this hour. Your 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. But just looking at all of the basketball we have for you this week on KSL. Last night, of course, it was the Jazz Mavericks, and we'll tell you more about what happened there with Jazz Notes coming up in just a minute. But tomorrow night, Jazz back on the court against the Timberwolves. Rudy and the team coming from Minnesota. And then BYU basketball Pepperdine will tip off at 8 o'clock Thursday. And then a big game against Gonzaga. The Cougs on the road, and we'll have that game for you coming up Saturday night with pregame starting around 6 o'clock. KSL News Time now is 8:52.
Hi, friends. Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails from people all the time. Here's one. Dear Dan, I hear your talk about a lifetime service guarantee. Free? Really? Please help me avoid all your fine print and be honest about what free means. You understand that we should be very wary of a free offer? Signed, Skeptical. Hi, Skeptical. I remember 22 years ago when we started PC Laptops and our lifetime service guarantee, people thought it was too good to be true. Well, you know, after a decade, people started believing me a little bit. But you know, it's been 22 years of having the privilege to serve our friends and neighbors like you. Our lifetime service guarantee has become the most trusted warranty in the industry. You can get a brand new PC Laptops desktop computer, and they start at only $29 a month. Check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. Here's to seeing you soon, Skeptical.
Hey, this is Chris with JCW's. Drop in for one of our delicious gourmet burgers made with 100% choice ground chuck. We're in Lehi, American Fork, Provo, South Jordan, and Harriman. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
This is Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare. Matt's Place, an outpatient pediatric behavioral health center located in Centerville, Utah, will now be part of Intermountain Healthcare and operate as part of the Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital Network of Pediatric Behavioral Health Services in Utah. Demand for pediatric behavioral health services continues to grow in Utah and across the country. The number of children entering emergency departments at Intermountain Hospitals with behavioral health crises has increased 300% in the past decade. Adding a highly effective and respected operation like Matt's Place to the behavioral health services of Primary Children's Hospital in Intermountain will be a powerful tool in helping meet the increasing needs in our community, said Katie Welke, Chief Executive Officer of Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital and Vice President of Intermountain Children's Health. Together, we'll be able to collaborate, support, and learn from each other and help more patients receive the right service at the right place and time. Matt's Place was founded in 2015 by Jim and Shirlene Dean as a center that helps families and individuals ages 3 to 21 with social and behavioral struggles and for those on the autism spectrum with multiple services and highly personalized treatment programs. It serves individuals in a day treatment setting through an intensive outpatient program, therapeutic after-school program, or group therapies. It provides support for their families as well. Matt's Place is now part of Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital Network of community-based services to help meet growing pediatric behavioral health needs in Utah. I'm Dr. Tamara Sheffield with Intermountain Healthcare on KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, TrajanWealth.com. There will be no crypto commercials on Super Bowl Sunday, taking its place an American favorite, alcohol. FTX had one of four cryptocurrency ads last year, and this year it looks like the big buyer is Bud Light. Let's see where the markets are this hour, and we've turned mixed, but just barely. The Dow is still down 120. That's closing in on 0.4. The S&P is off 8, or 0.2%. The NASDAQ is basically flat. It's in the green, but less than a point. Time this morning for Jazz Notes with Jake Scott of KSL Sports Zone's Jake and Ben.
Really tough loss last night for the Utah Jazz, falling to the shorthanded Mavericks 124-111. Dallas was without Luka Doncic and Kyrie Irving, not to mention the players they traded for Kyrie Irving. Jazz head coach Will Hardy not pleased about the performance.
You know, I told him tonight, it just felt at moments like we were somewhere else in our minds. You know, wherever that place is, I'm not exactly sure. It may be different for everybody, but we just did not seem to have that collective chip on our shoulder.
With the trade deadline looming, follow KSLSports.com for all of your Jazz trade coverage. With Jazz Notes, I'm Jake Scott, KSL Sports.
Announcing the 39th annual Kemmerer Lions Club Ice Fishing Derby at Lake Viva Lawton, February 18th and 19th, just 16 miles north of Kemmerer, Wyoming. A short 2.5 hour drive from Salt Lake City. This year, they're giving away $4,850 in cash prizes, $1,000 Lions Club overall big fish, and $300 and $200 in cash for daily big fish. The Kemmerer Lions Club would love to see you and your family at the 2023 Ice Fishing Derby. So bring the kids in your truck and your warm clothes and let them enter the kids division. Registration's only $35 if you sign up before February 12th. Sign up online at KemmererLionsClub.org. You must have a valid Wyoming fishing license and all contestants must abide by all Wyoming game and fish regulations. For a full set of derby rules and to register, visit KemmererLionsClub.org. So sign up today for the 39th annual Kemmerer Lions Club Ice Fishing Derby, February 18th and 19th.
We're down to crunch time now on Valentine's Day. It is almost here, and it's time for you to call the folks at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse or go online and make your reservation. It's the perfect date night. Everyone's going to love that dinner at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And of course, because it is a steakhouse, we tend to talk about the steaks prepared perfectly. All of those amazing cuts of meat that are prepared for your personal tastes. But it's not just about steak. They have seafood and poultry and lamb, and occasionally in season they'll have venison. It is remarkable. Date night at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. It's perfect. And there are two locations, Hotel Park City and, of course, downtown Salt Lake City at 275 Southwest Temple. Make sure you have one of those incredible desserts to top off the evening. It's Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And don't forget, they have gift cards, too.
At KSL News Radio, we have a 30-year legacy of honoring Utah teachers, but we can't do it without your help. Please tell us about an important teacher in your life on the KSL Teacher Tribute Wall, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Each month, one lucky teacher wins a $500 gift card from Cypress Credit Union, a $250 gift card to Harmon's, plus season tickets to Hale Center Theater. Say thanks to your teacher today at KSLNewsRadio.com/teacher from Cypress Credit Union and KSL News Radio.
8:59, one more time. Let's see if we can put a little bow on this morning drive brought to you by Granite Credit Union. Starting with you, Andy.
Tim, we just think about the time it's going to clear out. I-15 then starts to bog down again in that stretch between 72nd and 53rd. It was almost gone, but now it's bogged down once again. Heavy traffic will continue as far as the I-80 in South Salt Lake, but again, the worst of the stop-and-go is prior to 215. SR-201 all clear through Magna, but still a little bit slow around Bangor or Highways on-ramp, and then it thins back out once again. Heather?
We also still have a few delays. Southbound 15 around 200 North in Kaysville, and again, 2300 North Warm Springs Road in the North Salt Lake area. But Legacy Parkway, Westside Belt, US 89, they're all traveling at speed. Eric?
And you're still at normal pace in Utah County on I-15. No problems from Provo up to Thanksgiving Point. At Burt Brothers Tire and Service, get up to a $100 rebate on select Bridgestone tires and up to a $90 rebate on select Firestone tires when using your Burt Brothers credit card. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
38 for a high. It's 28 downtown. Congressman Stewart set to join David.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.